Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavs, with us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
How many years does a 6-on-4 against in the last 2 minutes take off of a coach's life?
Oh, gosh. You know, honestly, I'm not going to say I like it. You don't want it. But I don't – it's not all bad because you can't ice a puck. There's some positives. I mean, there are some positives right there, and you got to play really tight. There's a lot of bodies, you know, in the slot and in the net front, but you're not wrong. I mean, it takes some years off your life, but it's not all bad. It's not all bad.
Well, it was another tight game, obviously. You kind of know that going in with the Augustana. The first period, you got the first goal, but really the game changed early in the second when you got those two back-to-back.
Well, I just thought, again, at the end of the day, I thought our ground game was really good. And we ate a lot of time off the clock. We forced them to defend. It's not like we generated offense off it, but, again, it's kind of like football, your time of possession. You want them to be on you're going to be on the field, you know, 38 minutes versus maybe 22 or something like that. And it's all the same mentality, and it's all the same mindset. And what happens a lot of times when they got to defend, they got to get off the ice and line change. So I thought, again, we talked about keeping the puck low and establishing our ground game, and I thought, again, we made strides there.
Did you have to tell Riley Funk to go out and take those two faceoffs, or did he do it himself?
What do you mean?
There was no doubt it was going to be him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no question.
How impressive was it? Okay, the one's on his good hand. The other one, the second one, was on his offhand.
You know, that was more of a 50-50. That was a 50-50, but Wolfie got a little whack at it. We got it to the weak side over there, and Kirkland relieved pressure and whatever. It was over then.
From a goaltending perspective, Max stood tall tonight, had a lot of shots through traffic that he handled really well. It will boost his confidence as he's on the win side, but he played really well tonight, I thought.
Played really good, and you're right, Bess. There was a lot of traffic, and they got a lot of pucks through layers. And they got like nine Hennon's really good. Like he can get, we showed it on video. Like he can, you know what, he can change directions. He gets pucks through, and he gets it through the first layer, and even through our second layer at times. And that's, you know, we gotta do a little better job right there recognizing that. But again, that's a testament to the player too.
The saying is you can't win a championship in October, but you can lose one. Starting off with 5 points is a pretty darn good start, isn't it?
Let's not worry about the championship. Just worry about playing good hockey. And that's, I think, you know, I hate using – I'm not a process guy. Could ever be – it's a cliche, but it is a process. It's just about playing good hockey. You don't worry about any of the other stuff right there. It's just we needed a weekend like this after the last two weekends, and the guys stood tall, and they showed some resiliency.
See you on the bus
on
Wednesday, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.